It's the 7th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedfordshire Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust is coordinating plans with East West Rail for the future development of the surrounding area. Land currently utilised by Bedford Hospital for parking will eventually be repurposed to make way for a revamped St John's train station with its need for an additional track. The hospital will therefore require the construction of a multi-storey car park to make up for the loss of that footprint. An EWR spokesperson said, "Better access to health services will be a major benefit of East West Rail, and we are working with the Trust on designing a car park solution which will serve the needs of all hospital users." Current government youth justice statistics show an increase in thefts across Bedfordshire committed by youth ranging in age from 17 to 10 years old. A Youth Justice Board spokesperson said, "The earlier we intervene to support children who are vulnerable, the more likely they will go on to live constructive lives." New figures released by the Home Office reveal that, as of last December, 181 individuals in Bedford had received Section 95 asylum support. The previous year, that number was only 26. Under Section 95, asylum seekers are not permitted to work while their application is under review, but are entitled to accommodation and financial assistance. Beerfly on St Cuthbert Street in Bedford is up for sale with a £70,000 asking price, all-inclusive. For those interested in owning the craft beer establishment, it makes between £100,000 and £200,000 a year with a £50,000 profit. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.